prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. Today is Tuesday, which means that we will be performing the Blueprint Power Hour with my co-host, Coach Rob Regish, in just a moment. Excuse me. Of course, I have to acknowledge All American Pharmaceutical and EFX Sports for their title sponsorship that makes this show possible. And you can go to superhumanradio.net and click the EFX Sports banner ad, enter your information, pay $5 and change for shipping, and get six of their most popular products, six of their top sellers, absolutely free, because Dr. Jeff believes that you should try things before you buy them, and he puts his money where his mouth is. Show them some love. And just a reminder, I will be in Ireland leaving tomorrow, Wednesday, the 27th, for 11 days. And I'm going to be meeting listeners in Ireland. And if you were listening to this show right now, and you're in Ireland, please Facebook message me, and we'll see how we can get together. We're trying to meet as many people as possible while we're there, Elisa and I, so please do that. And we'll be rerunning some best of. For those of you who've been listening to the show for a long time, probably not the most exciting thing. But for those who have just found the show, you know, we have almost 13 years of old episodes. And a lot of them are still pertinent today. So look for the best of. Feel free to share them with friends. Sharing the show helps everybody, because if you believe this information has helped you, it can only help other people. And without further delay.
Calling all Blueprint Army. Fall in line. It's time for the Blueprint Power Hour with Coach Rob Regish on the Superhuman Radio Network.
How you doing, Rob?
I'm doing great. That Ireland trip really sounds like something. I didn't know you were going to be meeting with listeners. That's great.
Quite frankly, a couple listeners, well, one specifically I got to tell you about. He has been instrumental in helping us put this trip together. You know, Elisa put the whole trip together herself. And because this is the way you do it if you want to do things on a budget. And the reality is, why can't I think of his name right now? It'll come to me in a second. But several listeners have reached out to us and given us advice and made sure that we stayed away from areas that are a waste of time and focused on areas that are a lot of fun. And we're literally starting in Dublin, which is at the 3 o'clock position, if you will, on the island of Ireland. And we're driving clockwise down around the bottom and back up to the 9 o'clock position over the course of the 11 days that we're there. No, well, actually 9 days. Then we drive back to Dublin and we fly out of Dublin. So it's going to be an exciting trip. We rented a car. We're going to be off the beaten path. It's not going to be touristy for us. We're actually going to be staying a couple nights in castles that are like hundreds of years old. I hope they're haunted. I got to be honest with you. I want to meet a ghost in Ireland. If there's any ghosts listening to the show, I want to meet you.
So look you're for us.
Yeah, no, but it's really I'm really excited to go to Ireland. So there you go. Anyway, what's going on with you?
We have a boatload of Tranquilogen that we just got into stock. So in order to help move it, we are offering an extra 15% off, which is, you know, about as good as it gets on TQ. It is a mental and physical rejuvenator that really, really works. And it's got pure, powerful extracts of the three herbs that I think everybody should be taking: curcumin, ashwagandha, and real Russian rhodiola, plus 5-HTP and natural source astaxanthin. You can get that 15% off by using discount code TQ15 at Tranquilogen.com. You can also find it on BodybuildingSupplements.com. That applies to individual bottles, 60 capsules. On a twin pack, you get 120 caps $10 instant cash back plus an extra 15% off, and a case of four, 240 caps, $30 instant cash back plus that extra 15% off. I actually got a nice email this morning from Tommy Duncan about it. He just thinks it's an awesome product, especially for stress and anxiety, and it really is. He literally buys it by the case. So it is a mental and physical rejuvenator par excellence. Great product.
Also, Kirkland Werlette just wanted me to give Dr. J a shout-out. Apparently, he's been using their new Lyzyme before cardio, and he says it's legit, and it makes him sweat rivers of sweat. So
yeah.
He knows it's working. I never heard of it before.
Yeah, no, my wife ordered it, and she's been taking it for 3 weeks. I'll have to ask her. I know increased sweating was definitely one of the feedback points on it that she gave me.
I'm going to have to try it. I didn't know. So the first question we have is from Jerry Byers. He says, I know you're big into alternative training methods. I just took a second job to make ends meet and don't have the time to devote to training like I used to. In your opinion, what are the best training methods for those with, let's say, around 3 hours a week to exercise?
Yeah, well, you know, first things first. If training is important to you, you're going to find the time to get it in. And if that means waking up an hour early every day, then so be it. But, you know, let's explore your dilemma in more detail, because I think, as you're about to find out, not having a lot of time to train is actually a blessing and not a curse. So we've got 3 hours to devote to training a week. On the surface, that's not a lot of time. Consider, however, the upside. Having such little time forces you to pick the most efficient exercises, it improves your workout density, and it leaves you more time to grow. So with all that in mind, here are my ideas. First, I would consider devoting an hour every Monday, Wednesday, or Friday, or Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. The point is, you know, get on a schedule to make it a habit. People are creatures of habit, and having a schedule to adhere to improves compliance. Monday, then, we'll work chest, shoulders, and trives in the following fashion. After some warm-ups, you do two work sets of dips in the 4 to 7 rep range. You should rest a minimum of 5 minutes between sets, so including warm-ups, that should take approximately 20 minutes. Once your strength work is done, I would consider what I call 5-minute push-ups, which is just perform as many push-ups as possible within a 5-minute time period. Record that number and make sure to up it from workout to workout. That brings us to about the 30-minute mark. Next, you should perform 2 strength sets for your shoulders using the standard overhead press, same rep range and rest periods as the dips, and that brings you to about the 50-minute mark. Finish the workout by performing 3 sets of 20 to 25 dumbbell side laterals with just a minute between sets. You'll finish the workout with time to spare. Wednesday, we're going to work legs, back, and buys. In a similar fashion, 2 work sets for strength using the back squat in the 4 to 7 rep range. Again, rest 5 minutes between sets, including warm-ups. That takes us to the 20-minute mark. Next, I would perform as many chin-ups as possible within 5 minutes. This is your hypertrophy work. Record that number and up it from workout to workout. Now we're at the 30-minute mark. Next, you want to perform as many weighted step-ups as possible within 5 minutes. It should bring you to the 50-minute mark. Alternatively, you can perform as many bridges in 5 minutes as possible. It requires no setup, and proper bridging works over 200 muscles. You can finish with a 5-minute block of standing hammer curls for biceps, but quite honestly, after those step-ups or even bridges, you will likely want to call it a day. That is, if you select the weight appropriately. Don't sandbag it, because you're only shortchanging yourself. Friday, I'd like you to devote that day solely to conditioning work. I would perform farmer's walks for 15 minutes. You're likely going to need to reduce the amount of weight as time goes on, so just understand that going in. Then, I want you to rest 10 minutes. Next, I want you to perform weighted prowler sprints for 3 to 5 minutes, back to back to back, with no rest in between. You can start by sprinting with maybe 100 pounds on the sled and go until you can no longer run or sprint. Strip 50 pounds off and keep going. Finally, strip all the weight off and keep sprinting with just the sled. Properly performed, that's the, I guarantee it'll be the longest 5 minutes of your life. You're going to finish with about 30 minutes to spare, during which time you can perform any other foam rolling, stretching, or other work that you deem appropriate. Frankly, after 5 minutes of those continuous sled sprints, most people have had it. Now, what I just laid out to you may not hit every muscle group as directly as you'd like, but it does hit every muscle group, given the almost exclusive use of big, multi-joint compound movements. Adding just 5 pounds or a rep or two a week in those movements is very doable, and you will build plenty of size and strength along with it, with a world-class heart and lungs. So, you know, there you go. It's an effective, efficient training template in under 3 hours a week.
And I'm going to throw something on the fire here, too, now.
Yeah, sure.
So there's a product called X3 Bar. I have one. You can travel with it. You can literally, it fits in a little bag. It's basically a plate you step on, a bar with hooks on the end of it, and a variety of different tension or resistance bands. And you could take this with you to work. And when other people are taking cigarette breaks, you can run out to your car, open the trunk, put the bands on, stand on it, or put it against your back. You could train chest. You could train shoulders. You can squat with it. You could do curls with it. You could do bent over rows. You could do everything that you could do at the gym. And literally, you could do 3 sets in 5 minutes, throw it back in the trunk, go back into work. Don't, you know, I remember when I turned 50 and I was in some of the best shape. The truth is I'm in better shape today. But at that point in time, I was in some of the best shape of my life. I used to keep a dumbbell next to the sofa. And when I was sitting there working, I would just jump up and I would do something with the dumbbell. And so, you know, don't just think about your access to a gym as the time that you have to train. If you think ahead and you bring some things with you, like a kettlebell in the trunk of your car, just don't be embarrassed. When everybody else is having a coffee break and a cigarette break, go outside and do something and then go back into work. Amen. So, you can take some of this stuff with you. That's the point, okay? Kevin Bader says, that question last week about hormone levels got me thinking. Is testosterone, in your opinion, the big one, or should we be looking at something else? I would think so. Given the number of test boosters on the market, any of them in particular that work well enough to make a difference? This is really funny because they got that guy, Frank somebody, who used to be a football player. He's doing a test booster commercial now. I mean, everybody makes it sound like the only thing that happens to you is your testosterone drops, and that's why you can't stay lean.
Right. It's not the pizza that you're
eating. No.
Well, you know, with respect to test boosters, the answer really depends on what kind of difference you're talking about. If you're looking for a test boost that's meaningful enough to accelerate muscle gains, then no. I'm not aware of any over-the-counter product that gets you to 1,200 to 1,300 nanogram per deciliter level, which, you know, with corresponding high free test levels, that accelerates muscle growth. And that, to be honest, that's where you got to get to minimum to see that happen. Now, if, on the other hand, you're looking for something that'll boost sex drive and improve erections, then, yeah, there are quite a few that will work to varying degrees. I like adaptogen in there from MASP, but there are certainly others, and they result in healthy libido increases. In my opinion, though, it's not testosterone or growth hormone that people need to be, obsessing about. The one, the most powerful one that really is under your control is insulin. And the reason is insulin secretion can be modulated up or down with food or various amino acids to push nutrients and amino acids into cells, leading to a real muscle-building effect. Of course, you don't want too much insulin, which tends to lay down fat. It therefore requires an understanding of what food types, what macros and calories are needed to work things to your advantage. Now, back to test and growth hormone. You can't really boost either of those to the degree without drugs, to the degree necessary, that's necessary, or to keep them elevated 24/7 with food. That doesn't mean you shouldn't try. But when I look at all the money that's wasted on test and GH boosters, it drives me nuts. Virtually every male that I know is taking a test booster. A fair number of them also use a very expensive GH boosting formulas as well. If you really insist, I would use a good trib or fenugreek extract for your testosterone libido increases, and GABA, a very simple, inexpensive amino acid for your test and GH boosting needs. At least the bill will be a lot more manageable than some of these incredibly fancy, expensive formulas I've seen that go, you know, from 60 to 120 a month or more. So my advice to you would be experiment with fasting, low carbs and high carbs in and around your workout. Further experiment with how many days of high carbs you can tolerate without laying down body fat. If you are particularly sensitive to carbs and you gain fat easily, I would consider instead inexpensive amino acids like leucine or taurine to increase insulin or, in the case of taurine, act as an insulin mimetic. I'm betting you're going to save a lot of money and you're going to build a lot more muscle than pursuing huge testosterone increases without drugs.
Well, and they're BS testosterone increases, as you point out. I mean, if your testosterone is 200, doubling it isn't going to get you anything.
No.
You know, 400 is not going to make a difference.
No. Even 600.
Well, no, I'd say 600 you're getting into the sweet spot. Between 600 and 800 for most guys, they'll become a lot more anabolic. Definitely.
I don't know that I've ever seen an OTC test booster that got someone from 2 to 8. Or even 2 to 6.
You know, back in the day, some of the suicide aromatase inhibitors, they raised testosterone, but they lowered estrogen so low that you stopped burning fat and your libido disappeared.
Yeah, like ATV, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, oh, it was awful. It was awful. It will kill your sex drive. It may have boosted testosterone, but
who cares? Who cared, right?
Yeah, I'll never forget that, man.
A lot of guys used to complain about severe depression on ATD. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we've got lots more questions. Stay tuned.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Whether your goal is to build muscle or burn fat, you'll find everything you need at Redcon One. Need help getting a good night's sleep? Try Fade Out, or the most popular pre-workout supplement on the market today, Total War. Sign up for their new Transformation Challenge and win $10,000. Or shop for apparel that people at the gym will know that you are serious about your training. Need a testosterone booster that works? Check out Boomstick. Whatever you need, you'll find the best quality supplements on the market at Redcon One. Go to RedconOne.com. That's R-E-D-C-O-N, the number one.com, or go to superhumanradio.net and click the Redcon One banner ad today. What if a sports nutrition company actually let you try all of their best products for free before you ever bought one? You'd be dreaming, right? Well, you're not dreaming. Head over to EFXSports.com and grab their new sample kit that includes not one, not two, but six of their top sellers. That's right, six different samples of their top sellers sent out to you immediately to try. Just cover a small shipping and handling fee, and they're on their way to you. See for yourself why EFX Sports has taken the industry by storm, and why so many athletes worldwide depend on their products, dominate their competition safely and legally. Head over to EFXSports.com right now and click the EFX sample kit in the online store and get your free kit today. Once again, that's EFXSports.com. 74% of Americans are living with digestive issues. They take pills and potions to mask the symptoms but never address the root cause. Introducing GI Ultramax Pro, a complex of scientifically substantiated all-star ingredients that reestablish your gut's operating system, allowing you to be better shielded against the bad actors in your food and environment. The gut is complicated, and it takes GI Ultramax Pro to deliver real long-lasting results. Go to superhumanradio.net and click the GI Ultramax Pro banner ad, or visit MotherEarthLabs.com and use code SHR for free shipping.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
I like this mashup.
I only smoke weed when I need to.
I tell you, I had to stop with the weed, man. It was really affecting me in the gym.
Really?
Oh, yeah. If I would smoke weed a few days in a row, it would definitely, I just didn't feel, I didn't have the amperage in the gym. And I'm going to talk about my training at the end of today's show because it changed up again since I'm getting ready to travel. But anyway, Kevin, I'm sorry, you going to say something?
No, it's interesting feedback.
Well, it's a central nervous system depressant. It makes sense, right?
Right. It's not a pre-workout.
No. It's a pre-sleep out. That's what it is.
It could be a post-workout.
Yeah. The question, actually, that's how I was using it, but we'll talk about it later. The question, Kevin Bader said, I'm sorry. We already read Kevin's. See what weed does here? You forget where you are. Jim Longy says, I'm wondering what your thoughts are on shoulder training. I mean, beyond the basics like standing and seated shoulder presses. Are there any exercises or programs that I can use to bring mine up fast? Also, doesn't thick neck make the shoulders appear narrow?
Yeah. There's an old saying in bodybuilding that, you know, you can't hide weak shoulders, and that's very true. It's a very true statement. But it pays to take stock of a few things. First, you know, do you have naturally very wide or narrow shoulders? How much shoulder work do you get on chest and back day? Are you carrying any imbalances? Which, in addition to, you know, hurting how they look, can really up your injury risk. So let's take these one by one. Many trainees have overdeveloped front delts and poorly developed rear and side delts. And that, given the preponderance of benching and other pressing movements that are popular, right, for the chest. You can see these people coming a mile away. Just look at the way their hands face when they're either standing still or walking towards you. In most of these folks, the palms are rotated backwards, contributing to that knuckle dragger look. Those folks are really asking for an injury, because at some point, the imbalance becomes so great between the front and the rear delts, the dam bursts. In a properly developed shoulder, the palms should be facing your sides, like your, you know, your legs, pronated grip type of thing. I am a big believer in having a standalone shoulder day, especially for people that are not genetically blessed with them. The trick, though, is making sure you don't overwork them after all of your regular upper body work. Personally, I train shoulders once a week directly and twice indirectly. So let's look at a typical workout. The standing overhead press has long been a fantastic exercise for size, power, and overall development. You want to press from below the chin to above the head with no body English. This isn't a jerk, so the legs, knees, nothing of that, you know, ilk should come into it. I like doing a couple of power sets of triples, and once that's satisfied, I lower the weight and perform five sets of 5 to 7 reps using a trap bar and a pronated grip that the trap bar allows me to use. Resting just a minute between sets and lowering the weight for a 3 to 5 second negative. As with all of your exercises, ensure that you are regularly adding weight or reps every workout. Doesn't work if you're not doing that. Now, I'm not really big on isolation exercise, but one that I will perform are bent over side laterals to hit the rear delts. Due to all the rowing that I do on back day, my rear delts are in pretty good shape. But many trainees have weak rear delts, and so they should prioritize that movement first on shoulder day. I am not a fan of the upright row. It just never did much for me, and I've seen a lot of guys get hurt getting carried away with the weight and consequently dropping it instead of controlling the negative, and then they've got all kinds of issues. The Bradford press is another great all-around shoulder movement. And there, you're taking a barbell from below your chin, pushing it in an arc just over the top of your head, and lowering it to your neck prior to reversing the motion. It should all be one smooth motion. This isn't an exercise to be performed heavy, per se. It's best to get the feel of it first, especially in the early going. Alternatively, you can perform shoulder presses if you have a leverage squat machine by placing your hands on the pads and pushing up and away, not unlike a barbell jammer press. If you don't have a leverage squat machine, the barbell jammer press is fantastic too. Experiment with those and other variations until such time as you find what works best for you. And then, you know, this notion that a thick neck makes your shoulders look narrow, I think that's ridiculous. I've stated before here many times, a thick, powerful neck makes all of your muscles that much more prominent. And that goes for the shoulders as well. Do heed this warning, though. Shoulders are the most vulnerable joint to overuse injuries. They are by far the most injured muscle group in gyms all over the world. A little training goes a long way. So think intensity and not necessarily volume, and beware of those imbalances. Otherwise, I think that advice is going to serve you well.
I find volume for shoulders really makes the difference. And I train rear delts on back day because they're already getting hit.
Yep.
And I also prioritize. If 1 week, if I'm doing a split, 1 week I may do chest, and 1 week I may do shoulders. And I always, whenever I do shoulders, I do volume. I do, like today I did some giant for shoulders. I did three movements. I did a seated shoulder press, 70 pounds in each hand, 25 reps. I drop that, and I go right over to a 45-pound plate and do front plate raises for the front heads. And then I go over to the lateral raise machine, and I get in there and I do, you know, a certain number of reps to hit the middle head, because I already hit the rear head on back when I hit my back the day before.
Yep.
And I actually do a rear delt movement on back day because it's part of that complex. And I kind of feel like you have to treat the shoulders based on their heads individually, as opposed to, oh, I'm going to just train shoulders today. That just seems to work for me.
I don't know. I did. My sweet spot is about 10 total work sets. I guess different people vary, but
well, if you lighten up, you can get more. I mean, I'm going light. I'm not trying to crush my shoulders with weight. I'm trying to swell them up with volume, and that's the way I kind of look at my shoulders, because my shoulders get a lot of work on back day and on chest day and every single day. I mean, you know, you can't help but engage your shoulders in something, even if you're squatting.
Yep.
Pedro Santana says, I'm a big fan of Synthogen and love how fast I bounce back from workouts. What is it, though, that causes muscles to fatigue in the first place? How can I use that to my advantage in my training?
It's a great question. At the end of the day, intense training causes muscles to become depleted of chemical energy, particularly hypertrophy-based routines where you may be working with incomplete rest, right, short rest periods, lots of sets and lots of reps. Things like ATP, glycogen stores, are used up, and the muscle cell also becomes overly acidic, ultimately leading to the muscle seizing up and the termination of your set. So it's really a double whammy. Chemical energy getting used up and waste products, primarily hydrogen ions, that accumulate to shut down the muscle. Now, there are certainly ways of addressing those things, but first let's look at how to leverage that in your training. Strategy number one is simple, training heavy. It doesn't deplete all of the cells' chemical energy, but for various reasons will lead to thickening of the actual muscle fiber, in other words, myofibrillar hypertrophy. The central nervous system is more heavily involved, and consequently, that type of training makes you much stronger. In the previous question, I detailed how I do two strength sets first in most of my workouts. That just makes sense, given if you were to perform strength work last, you'd ultimately be compromised by whatever work, right, you were doing beforehand. Strategy number two is depleting the cell of all chemical energy. For example, when I do those five sets of 5 to 7 reps with 3 to 5 second negatives and just 60 seconds between sets, the weight is obviously lighter, but the key is in the short 1 minute incomplete rest periods, sometimes referred to as incomplete recovery. Working at that pace, things like ATP, ADP, and nucleotide pools are gobbled up fast. If you pick the weight correctly, achieving 5 reps on your last set should be a real struggle. The magic happens when you rest between workouts, because what happens? Because you've choked the muscle of all its chemical energy, muscles will put back all depleted energy and then some, provided you rest long enough before training again. The muscle cell can then be trained to hold more ATP, pyrimidine nucleotide pools increase, and the cell mitochondria, which you can think of as a cell battery, increases its capacity. Once that process is complete, you should have more gas to move more weight, more reps, or both during your next workout. Finally, there's a lot of evidence that the muscle cells leak calcium while contracting, and this may be the rate-limiting step in 1, workout performance, and 2, how quickly the muscle can recover its ability to contract maximally again. It's a lot more complicated than just downing more calcium, though, so I'm brushing up on it more and more. As the next frontier in muscle growth, it's an exciting possibility, in my opinion. Now, honorable mention here goes to beta-alanine, which will increase muscle cell carnosine levels, which squelch. all of those waste products. And another supplement, the compound is called IP6, inositol hexaphosphate. Inositol hexaphosphate, when you take it intra-workout or right before the workout, has a very acute, fast effect. You'll notice that it really squelches lactic acid. Beta-alanine takes about a month to build up in your system. Ideally, you use both. But if you're not getting anywhere with beta-alanine, try IP6. I'm very, very certain you're going to be pleased.
Trying to debate whether we should take a break now. Let me see something here. Now, let's go ahead and read another question. Let's do that. The next question comes from Andy Battles. He says, so I'm hearing from friends a few pro homeowners survived the ban, and these are pretty strong at that. Can you confirm that this is the case, and how much do I have to take to gain a quick 20 pounds?
There are, in fact, a number of hormones that have survived the ban. Notice I didn't say pro hormones. As from what I can see, these are, in fact, active and don't require any conversion, kind of along the lines of Superdrol, methyl one test, those kind of products. At least one of these appears to be plenty potent. It looks on paper like a cross between the old Superdrol and Ferroplex. So, but let's assume that's the case, and then we'll talk about, you know, gaining your 20 pounds. Any oil that's worth its salt, and especially one that's a cross between Superdrol and Ferroplex, is going to, one, cause you some liver stress, and two, shut down your natural production. The latter point is particularly important. I keep hearing, well, there are these mild steroids that don't necessarily do that. In large part, I think that's a fallacy. If you take enough of virtually any androgen, enough to grow muscle, it's going to suppress your natural production. It's simply a function of, one, how much you take, and two, how long you're on it for. Now, bear in mind, I wouldn't expect any of these to be on the market for long, as the government will formally name them in the Controlled Substances Act, or just act to ban them based on the catch-all wording, which covers anything that looks, acts, or is even advertised that's related to testosterone. And, of course, the ultimate sin, if it builds muscle, they're going to ban it. And that's just what the ad copy does and says for all of these products. Now, with respect to gaining a quick 20 pounds, I'm unaware of any oral that's going to do that, except perhaps for Anadrol or methyl 1 test. I never took Anadrol. I did take methyl 1 test back in the day. I gained a pound a day for more than 2 weeks. I think the total was somewhere around 14, 15 pounds. It came at a horrible price. Massive water retention, bloat, sky-high liver enzymes, and single-digit HDL numbers. And let's think about this. Anything that causes you to gain weight that fast will absolutely increase your blood pressure. And when you come off, you lose it, almost all of it, and it's just as fast. Some people think that's fun, and it proves that the product works. To me, I couldn't see the point. It felt like hell on earth on methyl 1 test. And it, to me, it proved the opposite. It proved that the product is incapable of building long-term muscle that lasts. Now, let's talk about those 20 pounds. If you're in your teens or 20s, calories at 20 times body weight and high rep breathing squats and pullovers are the gold standard for adding muscle in a short period of time. Certainly in 6 months, a good deal of people have done it in less. You know, I was one such individual. Okay, maybe all of the 20 of it wasn't muscle, but a lot of it was. It is brutally hard work, and the eating does get to be a chore, but it works, and it works really well if you know how to push yourself. If, on the other hand, you're older and you missed the hormonal symphony that is youth, I'd do it with testosterone and creatine any day versus any of these oral hormones, pro-hormones, whatever you want to call them. The literature is quite clear. 600 milligrams of test a week for 10 weeks added around 13 pounds of muscle. And here's the big one. Without any deleterious effects on blood pressure, liver enzymes, or other organ toxicity, or anything else for that matter. It is, of course, suppressive, but that's another topic for another day. We already talked about it. So if you eat enough and you train hard enough, we have 13 pounds in 10 or so weeks from testosterone. Creatine monohydrate is certainly capable of adding the remaining 7 pounds, and it does so very fast in some people, but likewise, without any side effects. However you plan to do it, understand this. Gaining 20 pounds, even if all of it is muscle, means your heart and lungs are going to work harder, a lot harder. A huge mistake many men make before bulking up is not preparing their cardiovascular system.
Mm-hmm.
You need to make big improvements in this area to do your bulk cycle justice, be that natural or chemical. It will build the, you know, the kind of the, bulking up your cardiovascular system will build the kind of arteries and capillaries that are necessary to bring nutrients from your diet to all that new muscle and assist in carrying waste products away. It will give you a much better work capacity, which is going to allow you to do more during any given unit of time during your cycle. And it will allow you to do simple things, like walk up the stairs 20 pounds heavier without being winded. You know, if you don't believe that, throw a 20-pound weight vest on and walk up the stairs today. You'll see what I'm talking about. Finally, remember this. The faster it comes on, the faster you can lose it. I would much rather see you add 20 pounds in 20 weeks versus 20 in 4 weeks. You know, that's not only a recipe for disaster, but waving bye-bye to all that muscle is a huge psychological blow. Here's the bottom line. Gain those 20 pounds the smart way over at least 10 weeks' time, preferably 20. Bulk up your cardiovascular system first and understand the power of food, because either way you do it, drugs or no drugs, big eating is the common denominator that's necessary to build big muscles. I hope that helps.
Yeah, it's really sound advice, and this is what happens around this time of year and in springtime when people are going on spring break, you know, a couple months ahead of time, they decide they want to completely redesign their bodies.
Right.
And anything that comes on that fast will disappear just as fast. And most of the time, you're not going to keep up with it because you really weren't dedicated to the lifestyle. You just wanted to look like somebody who lived the lifestyle for a brief weekend.
Right.
It's really not. I mean, would you respect somebody who gets a diploma in some sort of discipline, medicine, science, but they got it in 2 weeks just so they would have a diploma?
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of diploma mills on the web, on the internet. No one respects the people who have those diplomas. We all know that they're BS.
Right.
You got to earn it, man. You got to work at it. You got to do it all year long. You got to make it part of your lifestyle, and then you can wear that muscle proudly. Then it means something. Otherwise, it doesn't mean anything. We're going to take... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
One final thing. Somebody asked me once, you know, what kind of cardio shape do I need to be in? I think before you start your cardio or your bulking cycle, you need to be able to, for weightlifters, run a mile in 10 minutes or less and be able to do that at the end of your bulking cycle. Then you will have been a good steward of your cardio.
I like that. That's a great barometer. That's great. And pay attention to your resting heart rate after you run it. See how long it takes for your heart to reestablish a nice slow pace, because the faster you recover, the healthier you are. And make sure that when you put on that 20 pounds, that when you run it, you recover just as fast. That's brilliant. There you go. There's your answer. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back with a question from Mike Graham. Stay tuned.
Hi, I'm Ashley Grace, co-founder of H-Hemp Company. Hemp CBD improved my life so much that I started H-Hemp Company to help others naturally feel better. You don't have to have had a severe brain injury like me to benefit from HEMP company products. If you're struggling to feel better, calm your brain, or better deal with daily stress and want to do so naturally, please try HEMP company products. Search HEMP company and use code SHR for 20% off and free shipping. That's HEMP company and code SHR.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Who ever heard of a supplement company that lets you pick the products they make and sell? What you have now, we are All American Body, a factory direct supplement brand proudly brought to you by All American Pharmaceutical. Don't pay more somewhere else. You can get the same or even better products directly from us. Now check this out. All American Body is a brand about you. Tell us what to make next so you can save big. Go ahead and request a specific ingredient. You know, arginine, citrulline, vitamin D, a product type or category, keto, greens, naturals, herbals, nootropics, and even a specific branded product or formula. We'll either copy it exactly or make it even better. And best of all, it won't cost anything close to what you've been paying, period. And if we do end up using your suggestion, you'll get the first bottle absolutely free. We'll also give you full credit on that product's description page. You'll be famous, signing autographs and people asking you to take pictures with them wherever you go. So head on over to allamericanbody.com right now. That's allamericanbody.com and make your product request today. All American Body. Crazy savings, insane results.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Kana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Kana banner ad today.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Hello, boys and girls. My name is Fatlip.
My name is Fatlip.
This is my friend, Sammy the Salmon.
What do?
Sammy the Salmon. I'm going to teach you some fun facts about. I remember I had a guest on the show whose last name was Salmon, and that song played during the interview. It was his name was Dr. Something Salmon, and I was shocked. I mean, I shut it as soon as I started heard it playing. I didn't let the whole thing play because I was like, "That's all he needs to hear is, hey, I'm Sammy the Salmon." He'd think I did that on purpose, right? All right. So Mike Graham says, "You often talk about what products have stood the test of time. What were you using 20 years ago that you still use?"
Well, this is a really good question because, in part, it'll illustrate how much stuff came and went, and boy, that list is a long one. Conversely, the stuff that stood the test of time, this is going to be a short list. In no particular order, then, here's the stuff that I used 20 years ago that I still use today. One, a quality protein powder. 20 years ago, it was Mass Pro Whey. Today, it's Thrive. Thrive, frankly, is a big improvement over standalone Whey, and I predict it'll still be here 20 years from now and at the head of the pack. Number two, caffeine. I discovered that stuff the tail end of high school. I made the biggest improvement of anything I took at the time. Ephedrine. I have used it damn near every day for the past 25 years with nothing but upside to show for it, including fantastic HDL levels. A lot of stimulants have come and gone. Ephedrine still reigns as the heavyweight champ, in my opinion. Amino acids, back in the day, it was branched-chain aminos, but I dismissed those early because I never really took enough. Once I got it up to 20 to 30 grams during training, you know, I started to feel a difference. Today, we know essential aminos are far superior, and I use liberal amounts of those intra-workout via Synthogen. And here's the really important point about essential amino acids and aminos in general. As the building blocks of life, there's a seemingly endless number of combinations. And let's not forget what peptides are. Peptides are simply combinations of amino acids that tell the body to do something. Aminos, then, have the most potential on this list to work even better than they do today 20 years from now. Simply a matter of time, in my opinion. Carb-based powders, way back when, it was Carboplex. I don't know if you remember that, when Unipro introduced the first, I think it was maltodextrin-based product on the market. Today, the pinnacle of carb powders is EFX's Carbolin. It helps you gain weight faster than anything on the market, just about anything. Creatine, either creatine mono, crealkaline, or creatine hydrochloride, the research just keeps getting better and better. And like the others, creatine will still be around and selling for a long, long time. Tribulus, high-quality trib boosts libido and erections. Latest research shows it also helps older trainees gain muscle and lose fat, too. Now, obviously, you need good tribulus. There are hedge-clipping tribulus that do nothing, and there is quality tribulus. Usually, the best way to tell is to take some of the material out of the capsule and squeeze it between your fingers. Quality tribulus is very sticky. The saponins therein, which are the active ingredients, are almost soap-like chemicals. If it's dry and it just blows out of your hand, it's junk. So that's how to tell the difference. Honorable mention goes to fenugreek. And although it was around 20 years ago, recent advancements in extraction, in the extraction process, yields more furostenolic saponins, which are the active ingredients, more than even than in tribulus, along with more potential in sports nutrition, in my opinion, makes it a better choice, even better choice. It's not easy to find, but if you do, I think you can compare it to virtually any tribulus, and you'll like it better. Ectosterone, quality versions worked 20 years ago. The same is true for today. It's interesting, given it's just been panned so much over the years, you'd think it would disappear, right? Nope. I still take a quality reponticum carthamoids extract via Synthogen and a good lexogenin-based product via Progenitrex. I'm using both of those now. I get a discernible edge in muscle building and recovery, especially with Synthogen. I've always said, and this is interesting because not a lot of companies have picked up on it, a quality trib or fenugreek paired with a quality ectosterone were always an excellent pairing. I'm just surprised more companies haven't put two and two together. If you think about it, that's exactly what Adaptogen N is. You got a whopping 1,500 milligrams of Bulgarian tribulus and about 400 milligrams of one-of-a-kind sumasterol extract, 25 to 1, whereas the next closest strength is only 5 to 1. Mass has the only 25 to 1 extract out there. So there's your list, Mike. The good ones that have stood the test of time. Like everyone, I'm waiting for the next creatine. But I've been waiting, and everybody else has too, for 25 years. So it is best to knuckle down under progressive poundages, a lot of good food, and a lot of deep sleep. Those are your anchors, and no supplement or even drug can replace those. None.
Before we go into the blueprint tip of the day, I want to talk a little bit about, because it fits nicely into this discussion. There is no replacement for training hard, and there is no replacement for a high quality nutrition to support your training and your recovery. And there is no replacement for sleep. And I don't mean just sleeping at night. When I got in some really great shape, I was going through my divorce. I had an apartment. There was nobody around, just me. I would go to the gym in the morning and I would train, and I'd come back, and my studio was actually in my apartment. I set up one of the bedrooms as a studio. And after I trained, I would come home and I would eat, and I'd get a little sleepy, and I would just lay down on the sofa and I'd fall asleep, and I'd fall asleep for 20, 30 minutes, maybe longer, you know. There was nobody around tapping their foot like, oh, you're being unproductive. Why aren't you working? Why aren't you up? You know, I was by myself. It was really nice. And as such, I woke up, you know, I did my show. I went and laid in the sun regularly. And I lived a life that had a lot of me time in it, even though I was still being productive. It wasn't like I was being a derelict. I wasn't. Nothing was sliding. My business was doing good. I was paying my bills. I felt good. I was enjoying myself. I had a full life. And I had a guy on recently, Jeff Miller. He's a power lifter who's done some amazing things in short periods of time. And we got to talking a little bit about the nap after the workout. He says he does it now. You know, his fiance or his wife, I think he's married, his wife knows that that's part of his routine. And you know, and she supports that. And after he trains and he eats, he lays down and he takes a nap. And I shared this with you. I said, you know, animals in the wild don't, if they've been running all morning after gazelles and they caught one, they ate one, they go find a tree to lay under and they lay down and they sleep. And this is something that we're missing, in my humble opinion, in the equation for our pursuit for evolutionary health that we were gifted, but we've lost now. And because of the industrialization of America, people don't nap in the afternoons because they feel like they're derelict of their duties, they're slackers. And now, don't get me wrong. If your life is falling apart because you're not applying yourself in any areas, napping is probably not the greatest idea. But if you're working hard and you're training hard and you're engaged in life and you're raising a family, you're doing all these things, when you get tired in the afternoon, chances are a nap is more appropriate than a five-hour energy or another cup of coffee to get you through the day, especially if you're training in the morning at the gym and crushing it. And you know, I would really like to see people start to, and maybe meditation's the answer, because if you say to somebody, I'm meditating, they don't look at you as you're like wasting time as much as if you say, I'm just going to lay down for a minute and take a 15-minute nap. Other countries get it, right? Other countries get that, right? Rob, they have, in Spain and in Mexico, they actually have an hour, and in Italy too, they have like an hour in the middle of the day where shops close and everybody goes and takes a nap.
Yeah, all the European countries do that.
It's like they adhered to this this human phenomenon where we want to nap after we've been working. And what are we really feeding here when your body is tired and it says, I want to rest, and you ignore that and go, no, we're not going to rest? You're actually causing problems for your body. We have all these people say, well, you got to listen to your body. Got to listen to your body. Pay attention to the signs. Listen to your body. But don't take a nap because that's a waste of time. You're being a lazy ass then. I'm telling you something. If I had my druthers, you know, I've got to do this show in the afternoon. I train. I got to get in here. I would love to be able to take a 20-minute nap after I train and eat my post-workout meal. Just sit in a chair or lay down somewhere in the sun and fall asleep for 20 minutes and then wake up like a big, lazy lion and get back to life. And I got a feeling that in 15 years, 10 years, 5 years, 3 years, there's going to be some study that shows that when people do this, they actually get less diabetes and less disease and less this and less that. And then everybody's going to go, oh, well, that's what we need to do. When our bodies are telling us to do this all the time, but we need a study to justify it so we can do it without guilt.
Right.
And who did you say was a big proponent of taking a nap after training?
Oh, God, Dr. Squat, Fred Hatfield, Dr. Michael Colgan, and Optimum Sports Nutrition. You know, it was, if you can do that, then my God, you know, that's a huge boon to your training and your health.
Yeah, it's something that I think has been lost, really lost. I mean, like, so since I'm leaving town tomorrow, I can't train tomorrow. I only had Monday and Tuesday to train. So I did whole body routines Monday and Tuesday. And on top of that, to dial up the intensity and push me into the overtraining zone a little bit, I did, so I rotate, I did my, whatever my first movement yesterday was, different first movement today to give it a priority. And the first movement I did giant sets, five of them. And then the two subsequent movements, so I, you know, I did chest, back, I'm sorry, I did legs, chest, and back yesterday. Today I did shoulders, back, and legs. And the first movement is five giant sets. And that's to invoke both a conditioning effect, kind of like HIT or HIIT, whatever you want to call it, HIT, and also do some volume to build muscle. And today, when I left the gym, I felt like, man, if I could just sit in my car for about 20 minutes and fall asleep, I got a feeling I would really recover a lot faster. But I couldn't. I had to get to the store, get my post-workout meal eaten, get into the studio, and get set up for today's show. But I just know, because the body wants to do this. The body wants to do it. The fact that the body wants to do it tells us we shouldn't be ignoring it. Who knows how much muscle growth is spurred. You know, we always talk about the anabolic window. Who knows that the anabolic window isn't enhanced by taking a nap after that post-workout meal?
Yeah, well, absolutely. It's, you know, it sounds like a little thing. It's free. And like a lot of things that are free, it's one of the best things in life. It for a lot of people, if you have the ability to take a nap after a workout, it'll do more for you than any supplement will.
I mean, Dr. Squat talked about it. I didn't even know that. I mean, here's a guy who is revered, not only for his personal strength, but also for compelling other people to train in ways that improve their personal strength. And he was a big fan of napping after training. And, you know, the Bulgarians did it. So we always talk about, Leo Costa talked about this on my show back in 2006. You know, the right. Bulgarians, when he told me how the Bulgarians trained and how he got the idea for Big Beyond Belief, he said they would go into the gym for maybe a half hour. And maybe it was their snatch they were working on. And they would do a series of sets with maximum weights, maybe for 30 minutes. That was it. And they'd go back to their room and they'd eat and they'd relax. And I'm sure in the relaxation, no one was watching them. I'm sure they fell asleep. They would do that four or five times a day, and they built strength so quickly. So it makes perfect sense that if sleep is the stimulator of recovery, then sleeping right after you train would be the most appropriate time to do it.
Right. Yeah. It just makes good physical and physiological sense.
It does. It really is. It's actually very intuitive. We're going to take our last commercial break, and when we come back, we have the blueprint tip of the day, and it's a good one. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
What if a sports nutrition company actually let you try all of their best products for free before you ever bought one? You'd be dreaming, right? Well, you're not dreaming. Head over to EFXSports.com and grab their new sample kit that includes not one, not two, but six of their top sellers. That's right, six different samples of their top sellers sent out to you immediately to try. Just cover a small shipping and handling fee, and they're on their way to you. See for yourself why EFX Sports has taken the industry by storm and why so many athletes worldwide depend on their products, dominate their competition safely and legally. Head over to EFXSports.com right now and click the EFX sample kit in the online store and get your free kit today. Once again, that's EFXSports.com.
If you suffer from abdominal bloating, relief is here. Introducing
Atrantil.
Developed by a board-certified gastroenterologist, it relieves bloating where it starts, in the small bowel. That's why
Atrantil
works while other remedies don't. In clinical trials, 88% of bloating sufferers who use prescription medications with no relief found
Atrantil
relieve their symptoms, and it's available without a prescription because
Atrantil
is made from a patented molecular combination of botanical extracts. It's not a probiotic, plus it's natural, vegan, gluten-free, and non-GMO.
Atrantil, Atrantil.
Atrantil. Even the name is proven to make you feel better.
Go to lovemytummy.com and use code SHR for 10% off. That's code SHR at lovemytummy.com. Lovemytummy.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Whether your goal is to build muscle or burn fat, you'll find everything you need at Redcon One. Need help getting a good night's sleep? Try Fade Out, or the most popular pre-workout supplement on the market today, Total War. Sign up for their new Transformation Challenge and win $10,000. Or shop for apparel that people at the gym will know that you are serious about your training. Need a testosterone booster that works? Check out Boomstick. Whatever you need, you'll find the best quality supplements on the market at Redcon One. Go to RedconOne.com. That's R-E-D-C-O-N, the number one.com, or go to superhumanradio.net and click the Redcon One banner ad today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
You know what it is,
you know what it is, what it is when we do what we do. What's the blueprint tip of the day, Rob?
Tip of the day is how I almost lost my soul in corporate America. So, many of you know, I spent some time in insurance. Almost 20 years, in fact. Right out of college, I went to work for one of the bigger companies, and I was working on 401k plans, including the 401k of the Boston Celtics, if you can believe that. So I dealt with people's life savings, and I found that pretty stressful and boring. Truth be told, I wasn't very good at it, and I hated every minute of it. I resented being at the insurance factory when I could be training or otherwise learning new things to make my training better. First and foremost, I was an athlete. I have no vested interest, had no vested interest in this insurance thing. I finally got out of that department and into another one. Now, that job wasn't as bad or boring as the old one. And to this day, believe it or not, I can't really tell you what my responsibilities were. You know, that was during a time when those kind of jobs still existed. They're long gone today. But I sat at my desk and I would count the hours down to when I could leave. As far as I was concerned, work was just an 8-hour stop on the way to the gym, and that's really how I looked at it. Then, around 1998, someone in management took an interest in me, and he kind of gave me my break. You know, I was to be part of a team putting up a brand new product, and this is kind of what's known as a startup in the insurance business. And in it, I seemed to have found my niche. So what they did was, I had never been out of the office before. They gave me a plane ticket to Louisville, Kentucky, and said, go talk to our agent down there, find out if it'd be a good fit. I did so, and the agent loved me. I mean, he put me in front of his biggest customers, and it seemed that I had found my calling. You know, I was the insurance guy. But I could talk the working man's rap to a lot of people and get them to see the value in our products. I had the gift of gab. I took care of business for my clients. And then I entertained them afterwards. And that formula always worked. Unfortunately, little by little, my self-worth became my job title and how much money I made. You know, it was no longer about the gym. Progressive poundages or identifying as a strength athlete. Now, yes, I still trained, but let me tell you where that got me. When they're giving you all of the accolades and big bonus money and all sorts of awards, it's an easy trap to fall into. You know, I kept training, of course, but it really wasn't who I was anymore. I was the insurance superstar. I was told I was the future of the company, and I was on the fast track to climbing the corporate ladder. Until one day, new management came in, and one person took a distinct dislike to me. I think because of the way I look. It was only one person, but it was a person with enough sway to make my life miserable. Ultimately, he ran me out of the company after he just made my life miserable, you know. And this was the only company I had ever known. It was then that I suffered the worst crisis of confidence that I have ever experienced. When you are your job and you suddenly lose it, you become lost in a very deep and troubling way. I gave them everything that I had. I literally made tens of millions of dollars for these people, and this is how they repaid me. And quite literally, I was a lost soul at that time in my life. Today, I know who I am. It's who I always was, but I had stupidly forgot due to the fact that the almighty dollar became more important. My job title became more important, and my place on the org chart became more important. Let me be very clear. That is a mirage, and it is never going to end well. There's an old Chinese proverb that describes this situation succinctly. The wise man invests in himself. The foolish man invests in all around him. Training hard and progressively, eating healthy foods, getting enough sleep, and minimizing stress, that is all in your control. It's under your control. Nobody can take those things away from you. You may not make any money from it, but you'll be getting something in return that no CEO ever will. Control over your health and your future. So work hard at your chosen profession, but realize that becoming lost in your work persona is a losing proposition. Unless you work for yourself, there's too much risk of everything from excessive stress to forces beyond your control, and ultimately job loss, to tie your identity to an org chart. It happened to me once, okay? I can tell you by the second time that it happened to me, it wasn't nearly as traumatic because I knew who I was. I wasn't Rob the insurance guy. I was Rob the strength athlete, Rob the coach, Rob the author, you know? I'm not saying I'll never work in insurance again, but if I do, you can bet that that job will remain just that, a job. I will always remain true to who I really am. I will invest in what I can control, and I will let the chips fall where they may. To go through life any other way is a tragic mistake, in my opinion. It really is, because you only go around once, and I'm at the halfway mark, if not further. So you really start to think about these things then, you know? So here it is. Listen, I am imploring you. Invest in yourself and your training and the things under your control and not your job. It is a far different world today than it was even 30 years ago. There are no more pensions. The average time spent at a company, I just read, is a little under 4 years, which means you're going to be switching jobs 15 to 20 times in your career, and it's not always going to be when you choose to do so. Being around someplace now for a long time, having a lot of institutional knowledge, is no longer an asset. You're a liability. I hope the working world treats you better. But the big lesson that I learned is don't let your personal identity become your job. There's too much at stake. Too much at stake.
I got to tell you, man, the world is crazier than ever today. And people, I don't know what to say. I mean, what you're talking about hits home because people are focused on the wrong things in life. And, you know, I've come to the conclusion from an evolutionary perspective that the end game for the human race is total annihilation and obliteration. In other words, it's not like we want to reach – our goals aren't to reach ultimate happiness for everybody and ultimate peace for everybody and all these kind of things. Our goals are to push everything that we can as far as we can. And how do we know we've gone as far as we can? Because we start to die. We start to kill ourselves, right? Like lemmings, you know, we actually walk off the cliffs. This is the target of the human race. We just keep crapping on the planet. We keep acting like idiots. We keep making stupid decisions until at some point in time there's no turning back. And it's really sad to me. You know, you just have to look at the current climate today of our country. And I'll tell you something else. From an evolutionary perspective, I'm coming to the conclusion that people who become over-emotionalized about things actually are dangerous to humanity and the trajectory of evolution, because when you make decisions based on emotions and not logic, stupid stuff happens to you. You know, like, oh, you know what? I know we can't afford this house, but we'll pray to God and something will happen and we'll be able to make the payment. And then 8 months later, they're being evicted. And now all of a sudden, it's like their world has been crushed. I mean, people make stupid decisions when they stop using their brain and only use their emotions to make decisions. You know, and this speaks to the whole, you know, I am my job instead of the person I am. Because you see people who have great success and they love their lives. They lose success and they're not the same people anymore. And why is that? Because they weren't, their success wasn't theirs. They were their success. They belonged to success. Success didn't belong to them. So once success was gone, they collapse. They fall apart. They can't live anymore.
Yeah.
So you're absolutely right, and this is a smaller piece of a bigger problem in humanity today, and it's really scary. I'd love to have Dr. Daniel Lieberman on the show to talk about, because he's the one who taught me culture. Now, today, culture has a bigger impact on evolution than some of the selection pressures we've had in the past. Now, think about that. Culture.
Yeah, and, you know, it's such an easy trap to fall into, you know, especially when they're showering you with accolades.
Yeah, yeah. You start to what we used to call that, when you start breathing your own ether, you're in trouble.
Yeah, yes, exactly.
Right?
When you start to believe your own hype,
yeah, then you're in trouble.
You are indeed in trouble.
Because you're not making decisions from logic any longer. You're making decisions from emotion. I can do no wrong. Everything I touch turns to gold. I can't tell you in the years that I've been in business, the multitude of people who've had success, and then their success disappeared, and they've never had success again in their lives. Or better yet, they have success with one thing, and so they think, oh, I can do anything. And then they branch off and they start doing all these other things because they believe that their innately success belongs to them. And then they fail at everything and they crash and burn. And they never, I mean, I hate to say this, but there's a guy that we all know that suffered from this, and that's Dr. Scott Connolly.
Yeah, you know, when you think about it, that original crew that got together that hit it off so big, they never did anything of note.
No, nobody. Even Bill Phillips is taking, you know, half-hearted, mediocre shots at trying to revive whatever it is that he's calling it with his challenges and all that sort of stuff. And Dr. Connolly had metrics, and everybody revered him, and he believed that everything he would do thereafter would just be a success. And he's literally wasted millions and millions of dollars on failed and stupid ideas that if he really would have thought about them before he invested in them, he probably would have thought to himself, the risk isn't worth the reward. But because he believed his own hype. He believed, well, I'm Dr. Scott Connolly. Everybody knows I'm great. Everything I touch is going to turn to gold. Anything I launch, people are going to flock to. And it didn't work.
I'm glad you brought that up, because I Googled his name the other day, and I saw a new product with his name associated to it called Factor FX, but it looked like a dead web page. I don't know if it was brand new.
The guy was going to get back into the bar business. He spent $680,000 on a bar making machine and had it sent to that company in on the East Coast, the Bakery something or the something. I can't think of that Bakery Bar.
Yep.
And the guy didn't even, the guy, it just showed up one day on a truck. The guy's like, what is this? He goes, that's the machine to make my new bar.
Oh.
The guy's like, I got no place to even put this there. I know the story. So the guy takes the bar machine, but then Scott never moves forward with the bar. $680,000 he spent on a machine that I don't even know what happened to, and it never got used. So this is my point. Today, more than ever, you need to do a couple things to ensure that you don't fall prey to this gratuitous stupidity that surrounds us today in our country. Number one, never believe your own hype. You could fail tomorrow. If you're successful today, thank whoever it is you believe in every day. Be grateful for your success, because success is fleeting. It disappears just as fast as it arrives, like those quick gains.
Those methyl one test gains.
Yeah. Don't make your life a methyl one test analogy. You know what I mean? And be humble. You know, there's a country western song that I love, and I've actually texted it to my children, and I already know one of them isn't getting it. Always be humble and kind. Always be humble and kind. Say it in your head 1,000 times. Always be humble. Live that way. People on Facebook, they're so pompous. They're pompous asses. They act like they know everything for sure. They know nothing. But in the Facebook world, they have followers. Well, guess what? There's the first lemming that walks off the cliff, and all the other ones follow him. So having followers doesn't mean anything. It means nothing. It just means that there are a bunch of people out there who are just as smart or just as stupid as you. That's all it means.
Yeah.
You know, always be humble and kind. And your checkbook and your net worth isn't the end all and be all. It is, you know, this whole phenomenon started with MTV, MTV Cribs, MTV Sweet 16, parents spending millions of dollars on their children's Sweet 16 parties. It's idiocy. But the problem is that because the media puts it up there, people go, oh, that must be what we should be looking at. That's what the goal is. No, that's not the goal. Those things aren't the goal. Those things are aberrations of thoughtful lives. They're not thoughtful lives. Yeah. Always be humble and kind.
Yeah, it serves people well. And, you know, you live and learn. But just like you said, you know, if you have success and even a lot of it, just be grateful because, you know what? Very rarely does it last.
Yeah. And guess what? You're going to die panic-stricken like everybody else, no matter what you have in the bank, no matter what you've achieved. Those last minutes, you're going to be like everybody else on the planet who's dying at that moment. You don't know where you're going. You're not sure what's going to happen. You're probably pretty scared. Yep. So really, think of things in the context of when I die, is this going to make me happy that I did these things? And if the answer is no, then stop wasting your time on them.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, to understand the truth in this, go to a few funerals.
Yeah.
You know, you're not going to see people talking about what their job title was or how big their office was or how much money they made. They don't talk about those things.
No. No, they talk about the people that you helped.
Yeah.
Who are you helping,
right?
Really, in the end? Who are you helping? Are all of your actions, the end product is designed to make you more money, you feel better about yourself, or are you actually lifting other people up? Always be humble and kind. Rob, real quick, CoachRobRegish.com is the place for people to go to learn more about the blueprint and all the literature. Information pays forever. Supplements run out at empty bottles. So always invest in learning, and you can learn a lot at CoachRobRegish.com. And where can people get the Tranquilogen special right now?
They can go to Tranquilogen.com. That's TRANQUILOGEN.com or bodybuildingsupplements.com. Tranquilogen's mentioned on the front page.
And then I'll see you when we get back from Ireland.
Yeah, TQ15 is your discount code.
Okay. Sorry about it. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Great TQ15. Trip, man.
Okay, and we'll see everybody. Well, I'm gone. This is it. We'll see you in 11 days. Thanks for listening today. And remember, always be humble and kind. See you soon.